Homeless shelters often see an increase of people seeking a temporary home during the warmer months. Ruth Ann Shore, Development Director for the Salvation Army of Dane County, says this year has been especially brutal, with an over 40% increase in the numbers of families and individuals at the YWCA homeless shelter in Madison this month and last, compared to the same time last year.
We normally have a summer surge because the children are out of school, and that's a way for parents to balance their budgets. But we're seeing also a lot more families that we've, working families that we've not seen before, like even throughout the last winter months.
Shore says contributions have dropped at the Salvation Army of Dane County while need is going up. Susan Marsalek is a case manager for the Western Dairyland Community Action Agency in Independence. The nonprofit organization offers housing for the homeless in the counties of Buffalo, Trempealeau, Eau Claire, and Jackson. Marsalek says her staff had to turn away 52 families in the second quarter of this year at the Buffalo County shelter. That's compared to 8 families turned away the same time last year. She expects August and September to be even worse.
June and July, usually people that are end up being homeless have options like tents in campsites, staying in somebody's backyard in a camper, you know, because it's warm out. It's when the cold weather sets in is when they really come out.
Marsalek says Dairyland is expected to receive stimulus money to offer help for families who are turned away when shelters are too full. Steve Meisem, Wisconsin Public Radio.